recently. They sat down and they had a one-on-one. This is, we're flies on the wall now into their conversation. Check this out.
By the way, with Phoebe Mbangula on 5 Drive.
Blue Mbombo, literally one of the coolest people in SA. A model, creative producer, ex-reality TV star. My goodness, there is so much on the list. Welcome to 5 Drive.
Whoa, thank you. Are you even talking about me?
Listen, you are the one that has just done the most incredible work. And you know, when you look back at your journey that has spanned so many years, what would you say some of your favorite moments have been?
The highlight of my career is literally just being able to build a brand for myself. Being able to build the name Blue Mbombo, especially because, you know, I come from Big Brother, and we all know that a lot of people that come from Big Brother, it's not everyone that actually makes it, that gets an opportunity to actually find expression within the industry. So just being able to build a brand, Blue Mbombo, it's really like a highlight of my career.
One of the amazing things you're doing right now is you are the creative producer for an incredible online magazine. How did it start? Was it your work as a model that inspired you to get into this? What was it?
So, honestly, I've been a model for a very long time. Every time I go on sets, I shoot. I was never happy with the styling. I was never happy with makeup. You know, obviously, as a professional model, every time you get on set, the most people that you find are usually like white people, and I would always complain about the makeup they use. If they've got a black model, they just assume that a black model, like, they will use one foundation, for example, for all our faces because we're black models. So I was never happy with how my pictures came out. I was never happy with the styling of the shoot. I was never happy with the production team itself. So I just figured, you know what, instead of being selfish and obviously giving people content from my own social media account or just complaining, how about I use the experience or the vision or whatever that's in me to, like, you know, make other people flourish and just, you know, find expression within that creative space.
So working as a creative producer for this incredible online magazine, do you feel like this influences how you create your own personal content for your pages and just your personal brand now?
Not really, hey, because I'm still able to differentiate between the content that I put on my social media, because that's personal and, you know, my professional space. Mm-hmm. People are different. Not everyone is a model. When I have someone that I have as a cover star, for example, who's just a musician, for example, I'm not expecting that person to have the same kind of content that I could have, or same poses, or even style them the same way that I would style myself, because I understand people are different. We've got different visions, and everyone just wants to be seen in a different light or whichever way they find expression within themselves. So it's totally different.
Where we are as like a space, where, you know, we watch a lot of TikTok, we spend a lot of time on YouTube. So as a producer, how do you make sure that you steal people's eyes away from YouTube just so they spend time on your magazine on a regular basis?
I've got a diploma in public relations, so that gave me a lot of opportunity into, like, studying and learning more about the trends, because obviously as a public relations person, you need to be updated with what's happening. Also being a content creator myself, and also being in the space of entertainment, and just knowing what's a trend, what's happening at the time. You know what works for different social media platforms. You need to be very intentional. You need to understand your audience more than anything. I think a lot of people get it wrong because they don't understand the kind of audience that they have and what they like. Because if you understand the audience that you're feeding your content to, you need to understand what is it that they like. So I think more than anything, it's just understanding your audience.
Oh, man. And look, if there's somebody who understands what their audience want, like, you've already won the year, actually, with your pregnancy reveal. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Oh, that gave me so much anxiety because I trended for 2 days on Twitter and I was like, oh my God, this is a lot. I'm overwhelmed, but I'm so grateful that it went well.
Blue, it has been so much fun chatting with you, and just all the best with this new chapter of your life. And we cannot wait to see what else you have in store in the future for us.
Thank you very much. There's so much happening. There's so much more coming. Just watch the space, guys.
By the way, with Phoebe Mbangula on 5 Drive.